Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Carol's Corner MMA Podcast. We are brought to you by MyMMANews.com. Follow MyMMANews.com on social media at MyMMANews. Your number one source for MMA news, so be sure to check them out. Today we're going to be joined by a special guest, Marcel Robin. As soon as he calls in, we'll be joined by him. He's a purple belt fighting Evan Flores in the super fight on Saturday. Hold on one second. We're just trying to get him a call in right now. So as soon as he calls in, we're going to start with him. So he'll be joining us. He's a purple belt fighting Evan Flores, a fellow purple belt, on Saturday at the New York BJJ Championships at St. James, or in St. James, at the Sports Arena on Long Island. So be sure to check that out, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to call in today, you do so by dialing 323-870-4011 if any questions. And right now, I believe... Well, we have a caller. Is this Marcel?
Yeah, this is me. How are you?
How you doing, Marcel?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, look, thank you for coming on the show. We're live. So if anyone wants to call, make a dial, 323-870-4011. So I guess we're going to jump right into it. We got a super fight coming up this weekend at a New York Jiu-Jitsu Championships at the Sports Arena in St. James. Tell us about your matchup coming up.
I think it's going to be a good matchup. Evan Flores, he's a game competitor. He's fought a couple guys. Actually, I don't know a couple, but he's fought one guy from my gym. That guy's a pretty good guy, too. He's a stud. I'm looking forward to a good match with Evan Flores. I hear he's quick. I hear he's technical. It should be great. I'm looking forward to it a lot.
Now, is there anything in his game that he does specifically often that you're kind of watching out for and kind of looking to counter?
I do know that he likes to go for ankles and stuff like that. He's a leg lock guy. We do a lot of that at my gym, too. So I guess I'll be on the lookout for some butterfly sweeps, maybe some ankle locks, some knee bars, stuff like that. Stuff that I've heard he's done in previous matches. That's pretty much the most that I'm guessing.
Okay, and I understand you're both purple belts. Tell us how long it's taken you to get to become a purple belt, how long you've been training for, and how long you've been competing on, like, the super fight level.
This is my first super fight. I've never had a super fight before. I don't compete too much. The last time I competed was at the Pan Ams in 2015, where I did so on one foot. I literally wasn't walking the week before my match. I still went in there. I still took the tournament. Had a great match where I lost an advantage. It was 2-2, and I lost on an advantage in, like, the final seconds. And I, honestly, I think it's a little bit of BS, but whatever. It is what it is. I'm actually healthy right now, so I feel great. I've been training under Matt Serra, who's arguably one of the best no-gi competitors in the game. Obviously, everyone knows he's a UFC, former UFC champion. Matt gave me my purple belt last November, late November of last year. So I still consider myself to be a brand new purple belt. I did get it rather quickly, I want to say, if you look at my time frame from white belt to purple belt. But I have been training no gi for a little longer than I've been putting the gi on. Eventually, I made the switch over to gi, and then obviously that's when you start getting, you know, your promotions, as long as you stay consistent and you work hard. So I would say I probably started putting the gi on in 2000, probably summer of 2014 is when I started putting the gi on. And like I said, I got my purple belt in 2016, late last year.
You mentioned before that your last match or competition, you lost by advantage points. This matchup, there is no advantage points. It's submission only. There's no time limit. What are your thoughts on the no time limit?
No, I mean, that's fine with me. No time limit is great. That means we just, it's a battle of will, which is great. I like that stuff. That's like, you know, it's some old gladiator type stuff. That's great. As far as the no points, that's great. Because like I said, I don't do a whole lot of competition, so it's actually good that I don't have to worry about points. I could actually just roll and not worry about giving up certain, like, silly things that you may have to do in a point competition just to collect points, but might not actually be practical to your jiu-jitsu. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So looking at it like that, where I don't have to worry about that stuff, I can literally just roll for the submission. Don't have to worry about, let's say I had to give up position in order to escape something or this or that. I don't have to worry about giving up points. I could just keep working my attack. So I like this whole no point, no time limit thing. I think it works in my favor.
You mentioned this is your first competition as a super fight. Is there any nerves going into this matchup? How do you feel heading into it?
I mean, it's a match, you know, so there's always going to be some slight nerves going into somebody. I mean, let's face it, you're stepping on the mat with somebody who wants to win by manipulating your joints in the opposite direction or choking you. So, you know, it's a fight. Obviously, there's some nerves that go into it. But I got to be honest with you, man, I have so much going on at work and in my other personal stuff that this hasn't really been on the forefront of my head, which I think is good. I haven't been able to really stress it that much. So that's kind of a good thing. I haven't really had a chance to sit down and overthink it. You know what I mean? So because of that, I think everything's just running smooth.
Now what got you into jiu-jitsu? Was there like a path that kind of brought you to it?
Yeah, actually, I remember when I was, like, young, I think I was, like, 13 years old, I was at one of my buddies' house, and we were playing video games, and his older brother, Chris Roman, used to train at Sarah's. He doesn't train anymore, but he used to train, and in walked this huge man, like, shredded, jacked, like, this big, scary-looking dude, and I was like, who is that? And my boy Paul goes, oh, that's Pete Drago's cell. And I'm just like, well, that guy looks like a freaking mountain. I'm like, what does that guy do? He goes, he does Brazilian jiu-jitsu, this and that. And ever since then, Brazilian jiu-jitsu has been in the back of my head like, man, that's something one day I want to get into. But before that, you know, I did Taekwondo. I did all that stuff. Got a black belt in that. But then again, who doesn't have one of those? And then after that, I got into Muay Thai. I wrestled in high school as well. So I did that. I did Muay Thai. And then I guess when you wrestled in high school and you're doing Muay Thai senior year of high school and afterward, you know, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is kind of like a easy transition into that, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Okay.
But like I said, it was all just no-gi stuff. I wasn't really doing Jiu-Jitsu seriously at all. I was mainly just doing kickboxing. And then, I mean, you meet Matt Serra, and he just has a contagious personality. Like, you can't help but like the guy. And he told me I could come down to his gym and stuff and check it out and get some rolling in. And I did. And probably one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people, they love Matt Serra as a teacher and stuff. The guys I've met through MMA and stuff. I guess what separates Matt Serra as, like, instructor, coach, that makes him successful in teaching?
Well, you know what? There's many different things. The first one is something that I actually heard Joe Rogan say about Matt Serra. He said that there's black belts and then there's black belts. Like, there's levels to this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Matt Serra isn't just your average black belt. He's Hendo Gracie's first American black belt. He's a Pan Am champion. He's a world champion. He's fought the toughest guys in the world. So his level of experience and competition is second to none. His ability to speak that and teach it is second to none. And when you have somebody who keeps you entertained because they're just naturally an entertaining person, and on top of that, they can break down a technique or a skill so well to you, and Matt still rolls with his guys. He's still very hands-on. He's still very live with us. So it's easy to pick up what he's putting down.
Okay. And do you plan in the future to do some more spear fights? Is this something you kind of want to get more into the competitive side?
Well, I'll be honest. I kind of took this on 2 weeks' notice. A buddy of mine asked me if I wanted to fight. At first, I was looking for someone for 155, and that's not my weight class. So I was like, hey, my buddy James would be great for that. And James did take the fight, and he's also on the Super Fight card. And then my buddy Brian was like, hey, there's another one at said weight class. Do you want to do it? And at first, I was like, you know what? I'm swamped with so much stuff I got going on at work. Do I really want to do this? I'm like, you know what? I'm healthy right now. I feel good. My training is going well. I'm like, you know what? Let me just take it. Why not? So I took it. After this, we'll see where I'm at, what I'm doing, how busy I am or not. So, you know, I'll assess if I'm going to take another fight when that time comes.
Excellent. Awesome. And how has jiu-jitsu changed your life? And I've spoken with, actually, I went to a gym, East Coast MMA, on Friday, and a lot of people, students, people who just don't really compete, they just do it for training, were explaining how much jiu-jitsu or martial arts has changed their life. How has it transformed yours?
Oh, well, that's 100% true. Anybody who does jiu-jitsu, it will definitely transform your life. You know, it's funny because, like I told you, I did taekwondo for a while as a kid, but that didn't have any type of impact on me besides I learned how to spin around pretty fluently, you know. but jiu-jitsu is different because the mats don't lie. When you go on there, there's no room for ego. You can't hide behind a belt. You just can't hide. So every time you go on the mat, even if it's just with your training partners and you're rolling, you slap hands, you go, everything gets exposed. There's no secrets there. It teaches you how to work hard. It teaches you how to not give up. It teaches you. It teaches you who you are. It teaches you your tendencies. It shows you how you react in certain situations, not just physically, but when you feel you're getting beat. How do you respond when you feel you're getting beat? How do you respond when you feel you're exhausted? And how do you act towards other people when you're getting the better of them consistently? Jiu-jitsu will teach you a lot, man, and a lot of these basic principles can be applied to any aspect of life. You're down, you're getting tapped out. Doesn't matter. You get back up, you shake hands, and you keep going. Every time I roll with Jason Rao in a 5-minute match, I think he passed me like 10 times. Does that mean I stop after the first time and just say, that's it, Jason, I'm not rolling with you anymore? No. You slap hands and go again because, you know, every time he taps you out, you get just a smidge better. And that's life. That's work, that's relationships, that's friendships, that's everything. You get knocked down a couple times, but you get a smidge better every time you get back up, and you get a little stronger every time you get back up, and it becomes a little bit harder to knock you down the next time around. And, you know, that's something that I've experienced in different aspects of my life, whether it's losing people, death, things like that, that you come back from and you get stronger from. And, you know, a lot of those principles you can see in jiu-jitsu and how they will force somebody to learn these things.
Now, you mentioned earlier you wrestled in high school. What was, like, I guess, say, one thing that you could point out that translated the most into jiu-jitsu that's to help you with your game?
The mindset. The never say quit mindset. In wrestling, it's a very go mentality. Granted, wrestling is usually faster paced than jiu-jitsu, but in wrestling, you learn to never quit. You learn to always stay active. Granted, that may not always be the best protocol in jiu-jitsu, but it also teaches you to, even if you fail, even if you feel that you're on your back and there's no way out, you're still trying. You're never quitting. So mentally, I think that's the best aspect I think that's the main aspect that has translated over to jiu-jitsu is to just not quit, just keep going. Physically, I would say takedowns. My takedowns are still pretty much there. But as far as once you get on the mat, granted, scrambling, I've always been pretty good in the scramble. But I try to do jiu-jitsu when I get on the mat. You know, if you stick to too much wrestling, you'll leave yourself open. You'll get caught and stuff. But takedowns are still pretty much wrestling based.
Okay. And I guess tell us a little bit about your fight team. You mentioned Mastera as your instructor and your coach. You said your teammate James is competing this weekend as well. Do you have other teammates that are going in the competition? I'm sure you do, just to compete in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, to this specific tournament?
Yes.
You know, I'm not really sure if we have other people competing in this tournament. Right now, I know it's just me and James. I'm not sure if we have other guys competing in this specific tournament. But, I mean, we have other tournaments coming up that, yeah, we always have people competing. Our gym is very active as far as jiu-jitsu goes and as far as MMA goes. So I'm sure anybody who knows Sarah's knows that it's Sarah Longo, Sarah Longo Fight Team. So over at Law, which is Longo and Weidman MMA, we got a lot of our MMA guys, you know, doing both. We have a couple UFC fights coming up. Raging Ally, Quintus hopping back in there. Weidman's back in there. Aljo Sterling's back in there. We got Eddie Truck Gordon on the show, which is going to air soon. So, I mean, we always got people active in the MMA scene. In the jiu-jitsu circuit, Jason Rao's always active. I'm sure he's got something coming up. The guy's a killer. We got a lot of kickboxers that are active. We got a lot going on.
Now, being a part of, I guess you could call it the main event of this Saturday afternoon as a super fight, how important is it for Long Island to have an event like this and having super fights to display the skill level of higher belts in the area? How important do you think this is to the sport?
You know, I really hope I live up to what you just said. But it's definitely important. I mean, a lot of schools may not have the advantage of having a Matt Serra or an Alexander Soka at their academy, running their academy, teaching it. They may not have standouts like the instructors we have at Serra's or the ones they have over at Soka's. So it is good to show, you know, people who I guess have been in it a little bit longer doing it, so younger people or people who are more new to the sport can see, you know, the possibilities of where it can go. And I'm not even talking about myself. I'm talking about like the other guys that are competing as well, the black belts, the high level brown belts, these guys that everybody can look at and be like, wow, you know, if I keep it up, I could be like that one day. Maybe my sweeps can be that swift. Maybe my takedowns could be that fluid. You know, all these things. You know, my transitions could look like that. You know, like I've seen guys roll, they look like they're breakdancing when they roll because that's how smooth they are. You know what I mean? So, it's definitely great to have, and it's definitely good for everybody to look at and see. It also lets you know that, you know, Long Island's a hotbed. We got some talent on this island. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just lacrosse base where everyone knows Long Island for, you know. We have jiu-jitsu here, and we have top-notch jiu-jitsu here. So it's good for everybody to see that.
Oh, I agree 100%. Long Island, I think, is definitely an underrated area for talent in any sport, to be honest. But now that you're doing this, you got this fight coming up. Do you have like a routine or anything, or do you like do you plan to have a routine leading up to the fight?
A routine? I mean, training. I train regularly as is. I added a couple extra sessions in there just to help maintain weight. But as far as my training goes, it's consistent. I'm not worried about that. I'm underweight right now, so I'm not really worried about anything. I think it's just going to flow naturally into Saturday. Me and Everton are going to compete, and it's going to be a great match.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned you also work a full-time job. What is it that you do, and does it how does jiu-jitsu influence your business life?
You know, that's a great question. I actually do insurance, State Farm insurance. I work for my father, so he owns the office here, and I am one of his top salespeople at this office. So that's what I do. I am in charge of my own income. I make commission. So that's pretty much what I have to do. I have to be a go-getter. I have to be aggressive. And it's the same thing in jiu-jitsu. You have to be a go-getter. Sometimes you got to be aggressive with it. So it's great, though, but it provides a nice little balance where I could work, I could train, and I could do what I got to do. I'm also hopefully looking at opening up my own office early next year. So that's where a lot of my attention has been recently, which is good because it's keeping my mind off the fight. It's keeping my mind off other things. So obviously, you know, that's the biggest thing I got going on right now. So, yeah, that's what I do. State Farm, like a good neighbor.
Excellent. Anything you would like to mention or, give shout-outs to before we wrap it up?
Oh, 100%. Obviously, Matt Serra, all the animals over at Serra BJJ, Joe Slim Mugnai, guy's a gumby, he's a killer. Brian Harness, thank you a lot. Jason Rao, Dan Pool Guy. Everybody over at Serra BJJ, all my instructors, just thank you guys, my parents, my family, my girlfriend, everybody. Thanks for supporting me.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you, Marcel, coming on and chatting with us. How can people find you on social media if you have any? How can they find you?
Oh, of course. So my dad actually has the same name as me, so I don't go by Marcel Robin on social media. That way there's no confusion. My social media name on Facebook is Marcel Sean. That's S-E-A-N. And then on Instagram, just Marcel.Sean on Instagram. I'm not really a Twitter guy anymore. I used to have it, but I don't really use it that often anymore. My Instagram is pretty big, and I'm always on Facebook, so you guys can find me there.
Awesome. I appreciate it. For those of you who may be listening, Marcel Robin, he's competing this Saturday at the Sports Arena in St. James, New York. He's competing against Evan Flores in a BJJ Purple Belt Super Fight. So make sure you're down at the Sports Arena to check it out. I'll be there covering the event for MyMMAnews.com, so be sure to check it out. Marcel, I appreciate you coming on and chatting with us, and we wish you best of luck on Saturday.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me on the show, and thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Bye.
So it's Marcel Robin, everyone. I appreciate him coming on. So make sure you check out MyMMAnews.com, your number one source for MMA news. Follow him on social media at MyMMAnews. So check that out. I'm going to have this posted up on MyMMAnews.com. That will be there as well as the coverage from this Saturday. So make sure you check that out as well. There'll be video, Instagram, Twitter, photos. There'll be everything. So make sure you're there checking it out. And then also Cage Den MMA this Sunday. Make sure you're there checking it out at 1 p.m. Cage Den MMA will have a promoter on as well to talk about the promotion side of things for local New York amateur MMA. So make sure you check that out. Mike Washington will be joining us, as well as Bellator fighter Corey Galloway. He'll be with us. Corey Galloway will be coming on, a great kid. So I got into a bachelor party with him and party a little with him. Good guy, heck of a fighter. So we're looking forward to having him on. So make sure you're on the phone or listening by checking out. You can go to www.sportsonthego1.com to check it out. All right? So make sure you're there listening on Sunday for Cage Den MMA. Tomorrow we're hoping to get we were just talking to Marcel Robin. We're hoping to get his teammate James on tomorrow. So make sure you stay tuned for that. So hopefully we can get that on. And hopefully we can get James's partner online as well. So make sure you tune in. Thank you for listening. This is Kyle Carroll of Carroll's Corner MMA Podcast. Make sure you check it out. Tomorrow we'll be back on with James. Sunday, Cage Den MMA. We'll be back. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good afternoon.
Oh yeah, this is my jam.